Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Chicago Bears. How's it feel?
Oh, I can't even tell you how great I feel about being a Bear. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Well, Leonard, you know, you're coming from Athens, Georgia, and I remember going out there to call a couple of football games, and one of my old friends from up here with the Bears, Willie McClendon, a former running back with the Bears, was coaching down there then. And, you know, I can tell you the culture down in Georgia in terms of people being excited about you guys playing football between the hedges is going to be double that here in Chicago now that you're a Chicago Bear.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to playing for the fans. For the Chicago fans, I know they got a great fan base, and basically, I'm just ready to perform for them. I'm ready to perform.
Now, Leonard, you are in Georgia right now. Run us through your draft night.
I try to keep it family oriented. I mean, I had a chance to go to Chicago, but I decided to do it in Atlanta at my aunt's house, and so I invited all my close family. My uncle's grilled on the grill. We pretty much kept it like a family feel. So it was pretty chill.
So you
all the way up until the draft, when the draft came on, everybody got nervous.
So you kind of kept it old school, like that's the way it used to be. You know, you have a couple of people over the house and everything. Now guys are renting out hotel rooms and everything else. But you kept it old school. That's kind of nice, man. But your family has increased 50 million fold now that the – you are a Chicago Bear, and I'm sure you're looking you're excited about coming up here and getting a look at the facilities and everything else, and meeting a lot of the folks here in Chicago and meeting some of your new teammates.
Yeah, I've actually heard the visit up there, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I enjoyed everything. Looking at the wall of history, all the great Chicago Bears, I told myself one day I want to get on that wall, so basically I'm just fight to get to that goal.
Was it a surprise when you heard the Chicago Bears actually traded up because that's how bad they wanted you?
Yeah, it surprised me that they traded up. I knew once they had that kind of pick that there was no way they would pass me up. So, I mean, I was very excited that they came up to pick me. That means that they see something in me, and I want to make sure that I come and prove myself the way I should.
Well, we know what they saw in you. What did you see in them, and that is in terms of this organization and the setup here in Chicago?
I know that they was looking for a young linebacker. They wanted a linebacker to come in and fit in with the rest of the guys. And they felt like I was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got the same vibe from them. I met everybody in the building. And I enjoy conversations with everybody in the building. So I'm pretty excited. I'm actually ready to get to Chicago.
Well, who would you say you modeled your game after, if there's anyone? Maybe somebody on the pro level that you saw, you know, you said, man, you know, that's kind of the way I would love to play at that level.
I always wanted to be a DeMarcus Webb type of player. I want to dominate the game for as long as possible. So the biggest person I want to be. So I'm keep working hard, get where he's at.
Leonard, you're excited to be coming to Chicago. We're excited to have you here. When do you think you'll be here?
I'm actually going to fly out tomorrow. I'll still be there tomorrow around lunch.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and thanks again for joining us.
Congratulations, Leonard.
I appreciate it. Go Bears.